The show is live and local. It's your local performance connection. I'm Kevin Kelly. And on the show today, we'll be hearing from Ryan Groff, who is lead singer and songwriter for the band Elsinore, who are having their EP release party at the High Dive in downtown Champaign this Saturday evening. And Ryan is with us. He's brought a special guest as well, who also appears on the EP. And the first part of the show, I'll be talking with the leader of a group called Aka Harmonies. They're an a cappella multi-genre vocal group based in Peoria. 10 members in the ensemble, and they're performing twice this weekend, a show called Kaleidoscope, an a cappella experience, tonight at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at Dream Center Peoria to benefit the Freedom Arts Project there. It's live and local. Hope you'll stay with us. Heard a tune called A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square, and it was performed by a group based in Peoria called Aka Harmonies. Harmonies with a D and an exclamation point at the end. They are going to be the featured performers on a program called Kaleidoscope, an acapella experience, at the Dream Center Peoria, Friday night at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2:30. It's a benefit for the Freedom Arts Project there. On the phone with me now is Justin T. Graham of Acaharmodies. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Are you the leader of the group? Or are you a founder of the group? Or are you just a member of the group?
Well, I'm all the above.
Okay.
I founded the group, I run the group, and I'm also a performer in the group.
So how did the group get started and when and why?
Well, the group got started in August of 2009, and it was derived from a vision that I had to bring a professional a cappella group to the Central Illinois area, as we had not yet known a professional group, you know, locally. And it was something that I've always wanted to do. I've always had a fascination with a cappella music, just simply because of the fact that there are no instruments and the voices do everything. And I really love sound effects and instrument mimicking and those kind of things. And so that's pretty much how we got started. I had auditions, advertised auditions, and we had a pretty good turnout. And here we are. I've got a group.
And it's 10 people in the group. Often these things are unisex, either all male or all female, but yours is a mix of 5 men and 5 women.
Yep, absolutely.
What's your own background that brought you to this?
My own background? Well, I was raised in a musical family. My mother was extremely musical. My father is not as musical, but I was raised in church where I was always in the choir, and I played the piano since I was 4, and so my mom put me in piano lessons. And growing up, I've always been just completely overwhelmed with the idea of musicality in different genres and so on and so forth. And I ventured out starting in about the 8th grade to other instruments, and then eventually I got into composing and arranging, and that's really one of the strongest factors that brought me to wanting to have an a cappella group, is the composing and arranging element that I'm able to exercise.
And did you end up going to school for music?
Yep, I'm actually currently a composition major at Bradley University. I studied music at ICC as a piano performance major and a vocal performance major, double.
And what is ICC?
Illinois Central College.
Okay. You said you're a professional group. Is everybody in the ensemble working professionally, either in music or at something, or are most of you students?
There are, about 2 students in the group, but most of everyone in the group is working in the profession of music somewhere.
And probably in various genres, I imagine.
Absolutely.
So a bit of pop and rock and what all else?
Yeah, we've got pop, rock, we've got jazz, we have a couple of music theater people, we've got gospel, opera, I mean, you name it, it's in the group, grunge, rock, bluegrass.
So everybody's involved in these different kinds of music, and you also sing a lot of those kinds of music.
Absolutely.
Do you do all of the arranging?
No, we actually have a composition staff, and it's myself, James Mark, which is my former assistant of the group. He's our bass, and then there's a composer from New York City by the name of Nick Meyer, who is also a composer for us.
So you've got plenty of people to bring together lots of songs. What's your repertoire by now?
Repertoire as far as genre or number of songs?
Well, both.
Genre, wow, that's we've got a pretty wide spectrum. Let's see, we've got opera, classical, we've got some sacred stuff, we've got jazz, pop, rock, we've got some gospel, we've got some soul, some R&B, some blues, some funk. Folktronica is actually one of the newer genres.
Folktronica?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that one.
Well, Folktronica is pretty much a genuine mix between, stylistically, it's approaching as electronic music, but it suggests folk melodies. So that's kind of where the Folktronica, that's where that comes from.
And how do you manage the electronic part of it with the unaccompanied voice?
We do a lot of instrument mimicking, and we do a lot of sound effects within the group. So we've got different sound effects that mimic synthesizers and vocalizers and stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
So people have to go out and hear you for that one because we don't have samples of those.
Yeah.
But we do have an interesting medley here that gradually adds voices as you go along. You just call it a love medley. I'm guessing yours is the voice that starts this out?
Yes, mine is the voice that starts it out. Then a couple of the guys of the group come in with me, and then we go into Crazy Little Thing Called Love by Queen.
Let's give it a listen. It's the group called Acaharmodes, who are going to be performing at Dream Center Peoria in a benefit for the Freedom Arts Project, a fine arts project there at the center. And performances are Friday evening at 7:30. That's tonight at 7:30. And then Sunday at 2:30 in the afternoon. And you're listening to Live and Local.
It's love. It's love. It's love that makes the world go round. It's love. It's love. It's love that makes the world go round. It's love. It's love. It's love that makes the world go round. It's love that makes the world go round.
It's you. It's you. It's you that makes the world go round. It's you. It's you. It's you that makes the world go round. It's you. It's you. It's you that makes the world go round. It's you that makes the world go round. So pass it on. It's love that makes the world go round. So pass it on. It's love that makes the world go round. So pass it on. It's love that makes the world go round. Love that makes the world go round. I love you so. It's love that makes the world go round. I love you so. It's love that makes the world go round. I love you so. It's love that makes the world go round. Love that makes the world go round.
Two, one, two, three.
This thing called love, I just can't handle it. This thing called love, I must get around to it. I ain't ready.
Crazy thing called love, da 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 da. Well, this thing
called love, it cries
like a baby
in a cradle all night. It swings, it jives, shakes all over like a jellyfish. I kinda like it.
Crazy thing called love.
There goes my baby.
She's my baby.
She knows how to rock and roll.
She drives me crazy. Yeah, he's crazy.
He's behind me,
fever. Yeah.
In a cuckoo sweat. Ba ba da
da da da da
da da da da
da da da da da da da da da.
I gotta be cool.
Relax.
Get here.
Get on my tracks, take a back seat,
Boom.
hitchhike.
Take a long ride on my motorbike
until I'm ready.
Crazy thing called love.
This thing
called love.
I just can't handle it. This thing called love. I must get around to it. I ain't ready.
Crazy little thing
called love.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy little thing
called love.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy little thing called love.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy thing called love.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy little thing called love. She drives me crazy, but she's the one I love.
That was a love medley performed by Acaharmodes, an a cappella group of five men and five women based in Peoria, and they're going to be performing tonight at 7:30. Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at Dream Center, Peoria, and I have with me on the phone the founder of the group, Justin T. Graham. When you do your rehearsals, of a new piece. How do you go about building the piece? Do you have written music and people read off of it, or do you do it by ear, or how does your group work?
Sure. Well, we've kind of, again, you know, we have a mixture of people in the group, but everyone in the group can read, so we base everything off of written music. A lot of times we love to alter, just slightly, we love to alter music, especially when it's original. But if I introduce a piece to the group, normally we'll just pass out the music and sight read through it. Normally, because of everyone's pretty good sight reading skills, we can kind of master a piece in one setting. And then we'd proceed to do dynamics and any sound effects or character impersonations or anything that we'd like to add to it from there.
The name Acaharmodes, I'm assuming that it's a combination of a cappella, harmony, and melody. Is that
absolutely
reasonable enough?
You're one of the few people that get that, and you're one of the few people that actually pronounce it right.
Well, I remember when I talked to you yesterday on the phone when we were setting up this interview that I did ask you to make sure that I understood you said M-O-D-I-E-S, because that was not what I expected the name to have been.
Yeah.
And then it's important to include the exclamation point at the end of the name.
Yes.
Tell me about your acaharmograms.
Our acaharmograms is one of the services that we provide, and it's actually become one of our most popular services, where it would normally be known as formally as a singing telegram, where someone can hire us to go and surprise a loved one at work or at home or wherever, whatever the case may be, and we'll go sing for them for that particular occasion, whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, Valentine's Day. And there's three different tiers that they can choose from, and depending on what tier they can get anywhere from a personalized card signed by the group with our picture, with an arrangement of roses, flowers, and or a basket of chocolates with two or three songs of their choice, and they can kind of personalize songs. And because of our wonderful composition staff, they can we can write songs, or we can arrange a favorite song of that person, or whatever the case may be.
That sounds like a great deal of fun. And do you have a lot of people take you up on that service?
We do. That's one of the services that we do more than anything else.
As well as singing lots of gigs, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I assume you're available for hire?
Definitely.
What is your website?
Our website right now is down. It will be back up in September. It will be acaharmonies.com, but we do have our artist page on Facebook, and it's just our name without the exclamation point.
And again, it's Acaharmodies, finding
yes.
on Facebook. Tell me about this event that you're singing for on, tonight and Sunday at the Dream Center in Peoria for the Freedom Arts Project.
Sure. Well, Kaleidoscope and Acapella Experience, this is going to be one of the most extensive multi-genre shows that we've ever done. And we're really, really passionate about education, as we have even educational goals within the group, where we have professionals come in and we do workshops and conferences, and we learn about different genres. So how do you stand in this genre? How do you, what vocal techniques are popular in this genre? And how do you sing in this genre? The Freedom Arts Project that we're supporting with this concert is a new fine arts school that's opening up, where kids are going to be able to come and get education within the fine arts, whether it be visual, drama, or music, for free. So they're going to be able to be taught whatever their interest is in the world of the arts for free. And we really are very passionate about that, especially within those tender years from kindergarten on up through high school. Our fine arts education system in Peoria, Illinois specifically, is not really up to par where it should be. So we were actually going to begin the school, but the Dream Center took that off, and we heard about it. And so that's something that we really wanted to support. And so 40% of our proceeds of this show is actually going to be going towards the Freedom Arts Project, as they are not sponsored by a church or government or anything. They run completely off of donations. So this was a perfect opportunity for us to do, our charity work.
Well, it sounds like both a great event and a great cause, and I hope that all works really well for you.
Thank you.
And so you expect the school to, you're hoping it'll open when?
Well, the school will begin, they had a trial run this past spring, which went really well, and shortly after our concert, I believe the next week, they launch.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so we're kind of like the launching concert or event or whatever you want to call it.
Well, best of luck with both the show and with the launch of the Freedom Arts Project. Talking with Justin T. Graham of the a cappella group Acaharmodies. I have trouble saying that for some reason.
You're enough to vote.
And they'll be at the Dream Center Peoria tonight at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2:30. And let's go out with a performance of theirs. This is called Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't buy me love. Love.
Can't Buy Me Love. It was the group called Acaharmodies from Peoria. They're performing tonight and Sunday at Dream Center in Peoria. You're listening to Live and Local. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. On this portion of the show, we have two guests from the band Elsinore. They're having their EP release party in Champaign tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night
at the High Dive. Doors opening at 8 o'clock, and then there's some other groups going on. Ezra Furman's at 9 o'clock, the Palace Flop House. Who've actually been on this show before, I think, at 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. and then Elsinore at 11 o'clock at night. So you got to be a little bit of a late-night person to get in on the EP release party. And with us is guitarist, lead vocalist, and also lead songwriter for the band, Ryan Groff, and he's also brought on along a guest who I will let Ryan let you introduce her and tell us why she's here.
I have brought along our dear friend Rachel Wittrig. She is a violinist, recently graduated from U of I, and will be off to Queens College to start grad school next week. But Rachel performed on a couple of songs on our full-length album that came out last year, Yes, 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 and then also on two of the four tracks on the new EP. So I thought it was very, very fitting on such an acoustic-based show like this to bring her along.
Oh yeah, well, a violinist or fiddle on the show is always welcome, and we don't get enough of you here. That's for sure. Don't get enough non-plectral stringed instruments on Live and Local. So Ryan, I was actually reading a couple of articles in the last few days. You've obviously been making the interview circuit for this EP release, and some of the impetus behind some of your current songwriting frenzy, so to speak, but also some of what's been happening in the band. You actually were on tour for the Yes, Yes, Yes full length, mm-hmm. and then had a bit of a mishap for one of your members, but now gearing up for the new one.
Yeah, yeah. We were out for a little over 2 months straight touring on the Yes, Yes, Yes album, and right at the end, in early December, our drummer was struck by an automobile, a college driver in Columbia, Missouri. And thankfully and surprisingly, only his shoulder blade was fractured, and he was out of the sling within a month. We were rehearsing within 6 weeks, and just kind of hit the ground running with working on some songs we'd already started before the tour. And then, like you said, I kind of hit this nice rhythm with my songwriting, and all of a sudden we had 5, 6, 7 new songs we needed to start working on. So yeah, the EP was born from that prolific period, and it's not slowing down at all. So once we get back from this 10-day tour for the EP, we'll just keep writing and have the intention of yet another full-length record.
And this is not going to be a small tour, because you're going, well, you're, Indianapolis is the closest. And
yeah,
I see Pittsburgh and Baltimore on the list, and I didn't look beyond that.
Well, it's definitely beyond that. It's up to Boston, which is one of our favorite cities.
It's my favorite city.
Yeah, and Brooklyn, which is, it's always fun to go into New York City and then get to play a show. and Rachel will actually already be out in New York City then, because she leaves on Monday, so she'll be playing with us at our show in Brooklyn, which will be great.
You mean you're not doing the full tour with him?
Yeah, I know. I have to start school. It's the worst.
Darn.
yeah, but then we'll do Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia as well, and then a couple other spots on the way home. So it's short, but very strong cities. I mean, 9 shows in 10 days, which is how we like to do it.
Well, yeah, those are strong cities, and I'm curious how you pick the place to play when you have a city that big. I assume you're playing in one place at each town, or
yeah,
are you playing
in
a few?
Oftentimes it's a matter of us hearing about a venue and then going after it and doing everything we can to show them why we're worth booking. Other times it's knowing a band in that city and that band saying, hey, this is the venue to play. We just had a really great show there. We'll play with you. This is how you do it. So it's just a matter of networking. I mean, every single thing I'm finding is all about being very genuine, sincere, meeting people, and then helping each other. And that's how it's working for us.
Well, and we're helping you here, and you're helping us by giving us a show. So let's have a tune.
All right, absolutely. This is one that is on the new EP. And this will be about the version that you will hear on the EP. This is called The Thermostat, The Telephone. And our performance on the CD is just a little more fleshed out, because we have multi-tracking at our disposal. But here's the foundation of that song with Rachel and I.
Told me so openly, love, that I'm all you've been thinking of. You wouldn't go back on that now. Followed along from the start, and all that you brought was your heart, a pumping machine in your chest. And this is how it is, and this is how it is. I'm turning off the telephone, the thermostat inside my home. I'll have the mail held back for weeks And still this is no guarantee. I'm doing everything I can. I'm letting the temperature drop and hoping this clicking might how it is, this is how it is, this is how it is. I'm turning off the telephone, the thermostat inside my home. I'll have the mail held back for weeks and burn the furniture for heat. I'm doing everything.
Telephone thermostat.
The thermostat, the telephone.
The thermostat, the telephone. But they came the other way in the lyric.
They did. The mysterious switch.
With Ryan Groff on the guitar and the vocal, and also wrote the song, and Rachel Wittrig on the violin. I know you said on the EP that Elsinore, the band, of course, you're representing here today, that you're just releasing and having this party for on Saturday, that this is more or less what's on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the two of you.
Yeah.
And a little bit of what?
A little bit of multi-tracking, more and more layers of Rachel and layers of my voice.
But it's otherwise the two of you.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing about this EP is that with all this new material, we felt really good about putting something out. But that not just the same, oh, here are three songs that are new and all banned and just giving it away. We decided to take a different approach and have Life Inside an Elephant as the lead single, full band in all of its fireworks and glory. And then two songs, one being Thermostat and one being Ultraviolence, with a completely different take. With my composition and music background, I've really tried to take advantage of working with other musicians and composing rather than only songwriting, and finding Rachel has been amazing. And on Ultraviolence, we had a harp player who also just graduated from U of I as well and will be going on to grad school in Manhattan next week. And
so will he or she be joining you then when you go to Brooklyn?
I don't think so. Getting the harp to the rock club might be a little more of a task, but
we're going to be friends when we get to New York, though, because we met through this. We were in orchestra together for many years, and you know, bonded through this similar experience. And I'm actually going to be going to Manhattan School all the time to see my teacher there. So I'll just see her in the halls. It's
so
really.
Who's the harpist then?
Stephanie Gustafson.
And then also on Ultraviolence, it also features the vocals of Vivian McConnell, who's in two local bands, Grandkids and Santa. So this was just an opportunity, I think, for the band and I to not only get new material out there, but to also bring in the superpowers of our very talented female friends. Yeah, we, you know, it's.
Did you know you had superpowers, Rachel?
Yeah, I was fully aware.
but interesting that it's turned out that you know, instead of it just being quote-unquote four dudes in a rock band, because it's always four guys in a rock band. It's the most common thing forever and ever and ever since the dawn of rock bands, that we added such a feminine presence on this EP. Like I love the fact that we have brought in so many talented people in it, and I don't know, it's great. It was a very good addition.
So will these songs then all be on the new CD when you get that?
We're not exactly sure. I mean, the intent is that the Thermostat and Ultraviolence will be. We'll have to decide if we will be able to change or improve upon the recording of Life Inside an Elephant that we have put on the EP, or whether it will stand alone as the EP track, and then everything else new will be the new record. It's a hard decision, you know. Like, how many times do you release something, and how many different ways, or do you release it once and that's it? And I say that, you know, if you feel two versions of one song, they both need to see the light of day.
Well, and so if you're going to have the song you just did and Ultraviolence on the new CD, will they be this way, or will they be with the rest of the band?
They will definitely be full band, but also fleshed out. I mean, Rachel will undoubtedly be all over the next record on a lot of the tracks. She was only on Breathing Light and Lines on the last record, and you know, I already have a plan for most songs to feature strings of some sort, and that will be kind of our go-to.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm coming back in September already. I just decided yesterday, so.
It's going to be good.
So that'll be big recording time for you.
Oh, yeah, in like 4 days.
We're talking with Ryan Groff and Rachel Wittrig with Elsinore. They're going to be at the High Dive in Champaign tomorrow night. Along with the band's Ezra Furman. Is Ezra Furman a band or a person?
He is a person, and he'll actually be recording, performing solo. He has a band, but it'll be just him.
Okay, so he's at 9 o'clock tomorrow night, and then the Palace Flop House is at 10. I love that name. And I think it's just a couple of people.
Well, they're often a duo, but they do have a full band, and it will be full band
Okay, it was the
night.
Duo that was on this show.
Yeah, Gretchen and Bradley.
That's right, yeah. And then Elsinore starting at 11 o'clock, and you're listening to Live and Local here on FM 90.9, where our show is made possible with support from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods in the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with an international selection of chocolates, cheeses, oils, balsamic vinegar, jams, spices, barbecue sauces, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. And we should acknowledge the other members of the full band, the other three guys. Dave Pride is on drums and vocals. Mark Woolwine, is that what he says?
Right.
That's his name?
Yep.
Keys and vocals. And Chris?
Idle.
Bass and vocals. Obviously, everybody does vocals in your band, it seems like. Do you do all the songwriting?
No. Our bass player wrote half of our first record in 2006. Mm. He and I were very much co-songwriters. On Yes, 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 I wrote the majority of it. Chris wrote a bit of it, and then Mark and Dave definitely had some very, very pivotal roles in a few of the songs. But Dave is actually starting to come up with some song ideas. It's really interesting to see someone become a songwriter at 30, which is kind of funny. He's been a drummer and a percussionist, but he started playing the piano recently and has played the guitar for a while, and just recently he started coming to rehearsal and saying, I just want you guys to check this out and tell me what you think. So it's interesting because I'm certainly happy with being the songwriter, but love when any of my bandmates come to the table with more than just parts for songs that I've written. They say, hey, I have this chorus, or I have this whole song, and So that's good too. I don't demand that it's just my world of songwriting and they play my parts. It's you know, very welcoming. Like, bring it if you have it, bring it in.
Yeah, that's very nice of you. I'm sure they appreciate that attitude
and,
as well.
And they do, because it can be really tough, because you feel very protective of your music when you're a songwriter. You feel like you know, please respect this. You're my bandmate. Please do what I hope you're going to do with this. You know, it's tricky, because you fall in love with it as you write it, and you feel like it's your baby, it's your child almost. So I don't know, it's good. But we've been together for 7 years, so they have earned my trust, and I'll gladly give them mine too.
Yeah. Well, let's hear another one of your babies.
Okay. Here's yet another one. This is the other new one from the EP. This is Ultraviolence.
I dreamed I told you off last night, and for some reason you were all right with it. I dreamed last night I knocked you out. Oh, when was the last time that you violin? Violin. I woke up in the middle of the night, and everything in the room was violet. I called you, but you didn't pick up. Oh, when was the last time that you were silent? And now I'm not myself. Thank you.
Ryan Groff and Rachel Wittrig. The song is called Ultraviolence from the new EP in the band Elsinore. They're going to be celebrating the release of that CD, EP. EP, CD, LP, which isn't a term that exists anymore, mm-hmm. although it almost ought to.
It's coming back.
Is it?
Yeah. Our Yes, Yes, Yes came out on vinyl, so it's an LP.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I've been seeing some of those. Although I got, I forget what the name of the group was, where they gave me their it was a small vinyl disc.
Like a 7-inch, like a single?
Yeah.
Like a 45.
I think there were actually like 4 songs on it. Mm-hmm. Maybe 2 or 4 songs on it, mm-hmm. but I haven't seen one of those.
Yeah, it's coming back, yeah,
which is kind of cool. Well, in any event, it's the party's going to be at the High Dive in Champaign tomorrow night, and Ryan and Rachel representing the band. And you know this idea of actually Mike Pritchard, our sound engineer, and I were talking about this before you guys came in today, because I was reading one of the articles. I can't remember if it was in the News Gazette or the Buzz, which is the U of I campus paper, entertainment paper, where you and the others in the band were talking about the whole process of recording, and part of the process that you expect is going to happen on the new CD. Mm-hmm. And the idea of a recording representing the band and representing what people might or might not hear if they go hear the band. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because for most of the gigs that you're going on your tour, Rachel's not going to be there, for example.
Yeah, right.
And if somebody buys this EP, or you give them the EP, or however you transmit the EP, and they hear this song with you two on it, and then they go hear the band play, and that's what they expect to hear, but they hear some other version of it. I'm trying to lead to a question here, and I'm not sure I've actually formed a question.
Yeah. Well, but
the whole thing is fascinating to me.
Yeah. I'll just reflect on that then.
Go right ahead. Reflect away.
Yeah. I'm a newly knighted sound engineer, I would say. I've been building my home recording studio for a while, and have started working with people on their own music and taking more of the producer role and the engineer role. And that has kind of opened my eyes to what you're saying, where how is what we're recording right now a true representation of the song and of the band, and are they autonomous, or should they be the same all the time? And I think that the reason that we have jumped on board with the both with recording a song on an album in a way that it could be more it could be compared more to a Beatles record, where they couldn't even play live because what they did in the studio was too fantastic and too produced and maybe even impossible to replicate live. So many effects and sounds and samples and everything I think everyone should come to expect to hear two sides to most bands that they like, unless it's a stripped down acoustic act or some kind of chamber orchestra or something. When you're talking about a band that uses digital and electric instruments, things in the studio just happen sometimes where you think, well, that really makes a song come across the way I intended it to, but we can't take a 9-piece horn section with us all the time. And, so oftentimes it's the limited availability of additional musicians, the size of instruments, and just weighing the benefit of having that on your recording, versus making up for it live by really putting on a show and making sure that people are going to say, oh, I see how this is the same song and I like them both. You know, that's probably my synopsis of how I feel about the whole album versus live thing. And we certainly try to outdo our records when we play live. To be a band that says, you've heard our records, we love our records, that's what we did in the studio, now here's how we do them when we're in front of you, when we're feeding off of this energy and this positive crowd response.
Well, since you're talking about the energy, here's Here's the other aspect of at least my and Mike's reflection on this whole topic earlier, again, from this article where you were talking about recording the drummer here at this time and then recording other parts of the band in your basement at this time. And then maybe, let's say, I don't remember what else you said in the article, but Rachel is in New York, so you stick her in a studio there. And
yeah.
She plays down the fiddle tracks and so on. Mm-hmm. And how do you... create an energy, create an interaction among the band when you're recording like that?
It's really tricky, and that process of splitting things up the way that you can, it does lose a lot of the live feel. And for this EP, we decided that it would be smart to go to Pogo Studio and to record the drums for Life Inside an Elephant, then bring them home and record everything else to those drums. So the key really was, if we're doing it that way, we need to be absolutely sure that the drums feel the way that they should. They feel really, really good, and that we're comfortable with taking them back to my studio, plugging them in, and playing to those drums. I definitely prefer, and the band is all in agreement with me, that for our new record, we will do things with full eye contact, with, you know, being separated and being there all together and capturing what we want to capture, so that the core of every single song has the Elsinore live element. And then we put the other things on top. We put string sections and we put horns. That's really the way that our band needs to function. And on Yes, 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 we weren't the process was so disjointed and so long that we didn't really have the opportunity to do that all the time. We did it for a lot of them, but a lot of the songs kind of came together in pieces. So doing songs in pieces in different spaces, different rooms, in different states, it can be tricky. It can be hard to get that energy and to make it feel like it has come across. But
I guess a lot of that maybe too is that when you make a recording, this is one type of art. Work
yeah.
in a way,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
then the live performances.
Well,
you could say also you want to hear how it really sounds. Go hear us live, or we're saving that for you, or something.
Yeah.
Or Rachel, you've been trying to jump in here.
Oh, I guess. I don't know. I guess one of the main benefits that I've had from working with Ryan so much, especially on this last EP, was learning that process, because he is recently knighted.
Who knighted you? Somebody has to knight you.
Yeah.
Or are you self knighted?
Well, there was no sword ceremony.
Okay.
But you know, just
you, there's you microphone. Need
to, yeah,
maybe
I mean,
that
yeah.
can happen at the high dive.
Uh-huh, yeah. The end of the night. Yeah.
That sounds great. Well, yeah. Since you were recently knighted, I learned a lot about the recording process, and we just had a lot of fun. And the energy that you were referring to before was still there, because every time I recorded something, it was usually like he would record his vocals and his guitar whenever we did anything or whatever with the full band. And then I would go and listen to it a lot and get it in my heart. And then I could go in and have that energy and still kind of try and feel it, but be recording separately. So.
Well, this has actually been interesting since you said that, watching you two here today, because you've got music in front of you, but most of the time you've had your eyes closed.
Yeah, it's not real music. It's like little yeah. scribbles from the one mm-hmm. rehearsal we had
yeah.
for this.
Yeah.
So you apparently internalized this whole thing. Well, we better let you guys do another song.
Yeah, we've got one more.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
What's it going to be? Because this isn't going to be on the EP.
It is.
This
will
the
be the lead track. This will be
song.
Life Inside an Elephant.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is one, like I said, this is the song that is in full band format on the EP, and now we're stripping it down, like unlike we've done before.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah.
So this is it's a fun song. It's actually one of my first journeys into fictional songwriting, and writing from the standpoint of someone that I am not, and in a place where I have not been. And it's about Stockholm Syndrome and a kidnapper and a kidnappee. Although it was interpreted by someone in Chicago as talking about the constraints of love. So it's interesting that without that person knowing, they interpreted it as a love in jeopardy kind of song. And then they saw the recent the recent video that our bass player made for it and realized, wow, I was way off. But I say, you're not way off. Like you heard what you heard, and that's where
it
is. Absolutely. So it's great to know that the interpretation is open. But I'm here to say that when I wrote this, I was thinking about the a kidnapper, a kidnappee, and the tables being turned on that situation. So Life Inside an Elephant.
Guess you were right. There's no point in lingering for days. Let's be civilized. Untie my hands and let me walk around. Oh, and catch my breath. There's no going back. You are here and this is really happening. You're standing right there. Is this going just the way you'd imagined it? From the smell in the air to the look on your face. Sweat in my eyes. Do you think you can do something about that? There's a little bit of light creeping through the cracks around the door. And then I close my eyes and remember the way your heart slows in descent. How you metabolize and squint your eyes. All this life outside this little
Life Inside an Elephant from Ryan Groff, guitar, vocal, and songwriter, and violinist Rachel Wittrig. Thank you very much, both of you, for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Yeah, and, it's great to be here.
They're a part of Elsinore. Elsinore giving their EP release party, participating in their own EP release party tomorrow night. Doors open at the High Dive, downtown Champaign at 8 o'clock. It's Ezra Furman playing at 9 o'clock, the Palace Flophouse at 10, and then Elsinore at 11 o'clock. And I, Rachel, I assume you'll be there.
Yep, I'm going to be there.
The whole band as well. It's live and local on FM 90.9. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. We have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting featuring summer wines followed by live music from 7 to 9 p.m. More information at thecorkscrew.com.